I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You got two black eyes from loving too hard, and a black car that matches your blackest soul. I wouldn't change.
Welcome back. Chunky's on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on CSN Mid-Atlantic. Coming up at 8:40, your chance to win tickets to go see Guns N' Roses in concert at the Verizon Center. That's coming up October 19th. And at 9:20, we'll talk some Nats, find out what's going on with Steven Strasburg. Chelsea James, Washington Post, joins us. But we wanted to get into this article about summer camp. Jason, you just sent your daughters to a goth camp.
Yeah, goth.
They were at a goth camp.
University of Maryland goth camp. It was just a babysitting camp.
And the story, which was published in Market Watch, was about the inordinate amount of money that parents are now spending on summer camp. And just reading this story, I think I'm on the way low end.
Right.
All right. I think once the kids get to a certain age, they're not really going to. My daughter is 16. She didn't go to any camps.
No, that's pretty much past your camp age, I would think.
So Kelsey didn't go to camp, but my son, who's 10, that's the prime age for summer camps.
You would think, yeah.
And so last week, for example, he was in a flag football camp.
Okay.
And that would just run from like 9 till 2:30, 3 o'clock.
Right.
It's like a half-day camp.
Yeah, I mean, basically like your school day.
Yeah.
For he'll be entering fifth grade. Basically a school day. So from 9 till 3, goes to football camp. It's not that expensive. But he will do, I believe, a total of 4 camps this summer. Like, he's doing some camp. I don't know. Yesterday was his first day. He was complaining about it. The first day of camp is always terrible, because I know he said that about flag football, and then it got better. But I would say the total spent is far below what I'm reading here. This article, it says that some parents spent as much as $20,000 a summer for 10 weeks of camp.
Well, they hate their kids.
Hold on. $20,000 for 10 weeks. By my terrible math, that's $2,000 a week.
I'm guessing those are overnight camps.
That's pretty pricey.
Well, if it's, yeah.
Yeah,
if it's 10 grand weeks a week, and it costs $20,000.
I was questioning my math for a second there.
Now, no, you got questioning it too, but you got it.
I don't know how much sleepaway camp costs. Like, I know a lot of people that send their kids to sleepaway camp. My kids have never been to a sleepaway camp. When your kids went to goth camp, did they spend the night there?
They did not. They spent the night at the Mooney's house.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Thomas E. Mooney's.
So it could have been a sleepaway camp.
They live in University Park, which is right there.
Right. Phone number is 800-636-1067. Now, I take back what I said, because I forgot about this. So Kelsey, who doesn't want to be a lawyer anymore, last year after her sophomore year, she was really into wanting to be a lawyer. I sent her to this camp at Georgetown.
She went to a lawyer's camp?
Spent 8 nights at Georgetown University. I don't know what it was called. It was some fancy, you know, national merit semifinalist, whatever the hell they called it. But it was at Georgetown University. They eventually had a mock trial. They went to a lot of the monuments in different places, like the Library of Congress,
Supreme Court. Perfect opportunity to play Breaking the Law Camp. Yeah,
so did all that stuff. It did cost me $5,000.
What?
Jesus. Yeah.
$5,000?
Gone.
You just lit that
because
money.
Now she has no interest in law.
Yeah, now she wants to go into like finances.
Yeah, you just burned it.
Oh, I'm sure you can find a finance camp for $5,000 or $10,000.
Yeah, my buddy Dr.
Z, my buddy Dr. Z, who lives in Vermont.
He's sending his kid to medical camp?
No, he was dropping her off on Saturday at American University for a camp. And I was like, what kind of camp is it? Homeland Security Camp.
Oh, that sounds silly. I want to go to that camp. Can I go? Is 46 or 47?
Oldest person there.
Is that too old to go to camp? They would think I'm a real creep.
Cakes, like if I take your money.
A bunch of like 16-year-olds, and I stroll in.
Cakes is taking notes.
I want to see the threat matrix immediately. I want to fly a drone.
I'd love to hear from parents out there. We'll open it up to you on the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Listener Lines. 800-636-1067. What's a reasonable amount of money to spend? Because I was thinking about it. I was like, oh, this is ridiculous. But then I'd forgotten what I did last year.
Camps are expensive. They're,
and the whole
not
thought
cheap.
Was last year was like, I think all of us will pay whatever it takes so that your kid gets the best education.
Sure.
Like, ultimately, Cakes was happy that his son went to University of Maryland.
Couldn't have been happier.
But had his son said, look, my number one choice is, and it was Vermont, right?
He was down to Vermont and the University of Maryland.
Had it been Vermont, Cakes would have had to go into pocket a lot deeper.
65K a year, I'm guessing.
Do you know how happy I am that he's a Terp and not a Vermont Catamount? You know how much happier
I am? I'm guessing it would have been an extra 35 to 40 grand a year.
Yes, you're correct.
Look at the face he gets.
Of course you're correct.
How bitter would you have been dipping into your account for 40K
a year? But he would have, because it's education. So I think we all do that for our kids.
I know he would.
I would have.
But it would have hurt.
I mean, ultimately, your daughter
hurt. I would have been chasing every single appearance
in 2 years when Matt is going to be in college, right? She's going to start junior year this year. So in 2 years... She goes to Penn State, which you visit Penn State. Maybe
out
she's going to like Penn State.
Mm-hmm. Chichin!
That's 60 plus.
She can get her own loan and pay that bitch off when
smack.
She gets out.
I'd like to see if that happens. but how much you spend for like a golf camp, though?
He's going to be searching for Penn in State instead of Penn State.
Does that exist? Because I'll send her there. Golf camp was only like $460 a kid.
Right.
That's reasonable.
A kid, though. Now you're already.
Yeah, it was $1,000.
You're at 920.
Yeah, I get salty.
And you didn't even have them spend the night.
Hope right. The short games are selling.
Was there spent the night at
Believe
Maryland.
Me, it wasn't. Was
there
an option? Are still trifling.
Was there an option for them to stay overnight?
I'm not sure, actually.
Longer putts now that they've gone to golf camp?
I don't I'm not sure that golf camp is an overnight camp. I think it's just a day camp.
Can they read greens better?
I could be wrong, though.
Golf.
Phone number is 800-636-1067.
Those parents who send those kids for $20,000, they just want their kids out of their hair.
Your kid's done.
For 10 weeks.
I remember your kid did some sort of like video editing
camp.
He
did the same thing this year at Maryland.
Yeah, he's probably better than AWOD.
Oh, it's Lockheed knows more about computers than AWOD.
Can we bring in your kid?
He's 13.
Can we bring in your kid one day to do AWOD's job? That'd be hilarious. And we do a side by side.
What you mean? Bring him in and talk to Drab all day and bother everybody and walk around wearing your Nats fedora hat and looking like a hipster in the office?
And maybe
of course my son can do that.
And maybe post one video.
Yeah, you think he can't do that?
Yeah. Mm. Bring Brennan in. Is that a pricey camp? Video editing camp?
My wife paid the bill, but I know it wasn't cheap. If I had to guess, and this is a day camp that went from like 9 in the morning until like 4 or 4:30. I'm guessing the bill was about $750 for a week. But that's about the standard rate.
Right.
That's
and then he'll probably do 3 or 4 camps in the summer, I'm going to guess.
He only did one this year.
He only did one.
Seist, he only did one.
Because he's getting a little older.
He's 13.
Yeah, my son at 10 does, I think it's 4 camps.
You know the camp I love? The shoot the basketball in the backyard on the court with no lines camp. Because that camp is free.
I get it.
It doesn't cost anything.
Let's go to Jen in Warrenton. Jen, you're on with the Junkies.
Hey, good morning.
What's up, Jen?
Just listening to your show, working from home.
Okay. All right. You want to chime in on this issue?
So Woodbury Forest out in Orange, Virginia has a sports camp. It's 3 weeks long. It's $15,000.
Oh.
They send out a letter that says if you're arriving by private plane or helicopter, let them know 24 hours in advance. So I asked them, when we roll in the Odyssey, do we need to let anybody know?
What kind of camp is it? A sports camp?
Sports. Yeah, every sport.
Well, if I sent my kid to sports camp for $15,000, they better come back like Jordan Spieth.
Yeah.
It's a good school. It's 3 weeks.
3 weeks.
It's sleep. Stay away. Sleep there.
So, for the sleepaway camp, like I said, I have no idea how much a sleepaway camp costs. You've got the cost of breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, staying there every night, lodging.
Cakes, I couldn't send my kid away for 3 weeks. I love my kids too much. I couldn't send them away for 3 weeks.
Well, guess what?
I'm with you.
They're both going to be gone.
I know. So I want to maximize my time.
He's going to be so depressed.
Oh, I'm going to be.
How could you run their
you
lives?
You think I'm an alcoholic now? Wait till I start doing the heroin on top of it.
I don't think you're an alcoholic. I don't think you are.
I'm going to become one.
I need more info on the Homeland Security camp. I'm officially intrigued.
Can you and I just quit the junks and just go join Homeland Security? I just want to carry a gun and a badge.
Well, you want to take a real salary haircut? We could do that.
Yeah, just maybe for a little bit. But eventually we're going to take a salary
haircut.
Well, you
can carry a gun and you can get a fake badge and still do this job.
No, I want a real badge.
Okay.
I want a real badge.
You want to get into law enforcement?
Yeah. I've always wanted to.
Aren't you a bit late in the game?
Yeah. I'm just asking for Homeland Security to hook me.
Though we do have good connections. Could always call Chief Manger.
We got a ton of good connections.
Got lots of them. I mean, we do know that Kevin Davis. I don't know his name.
Up in Baltimore.
I mean, he's only the top cop in Baltimore.
He's the commish up there.
That's all. And he's a Towson.
By the way, Cakes, this is, you know what, the Homeland Security Conference. It's basically the same thing that my daughter did, but she did it through, you know, at Georgetown. It's the National Student Leadership Conference. So I don't think you're going to get in that mix. Are you part of the National Student Leadership Council or conference?
To my knowledge, I'm not.
Right.
Hold on. They make you exercise at that camp? What a scam. Now I'm not that interested.
Hey, why are we not doing a radio camp?
You're right.
A radio insider camp?
So you want to run it?
Radio inside.
No, I can hire somebody to do that.
Oh, okay.
So how would we fill up the 9 a.m. until, say, 3 p.m.?
Okay, well, here's what we do is we show everyone the equipment and how to use it.
That takes 5 seconds.
They have them meet you guys, the celebrities.
Okay. That's one day. You bring in the big sillies as guest speakers.
We take them to, like, Nat's Park for the play-by-play booth.
Radio
insider. So they hang out with Charlie and Dave.
Yeah, show them how to do a play-by-play, and then show them how to do a remote broadcast.
Well, you get them tickets for a game. You meet them before, and tickets, like, is part of the package.
Okay. Just brainstorming.
Be sure to use group sales and get a discount.
And then what you could do is, at the end of the day, you have them do a demo together so that they're on mic and they have, like, their own show at the end of the day.
Cakes.
And what studios are we using?
1580.
Well, that's going to fit like two people.
This Homeland Security camp, you would have probably loved it. So for my daughter's law camp, the big thing was they had a mock trial, like a murder trial. And she was
boring.
She was part of the trial, right? For this, you'll actually manage a crisis at the end. That's the kicker.
I so want to manage a crisis. What sort of crisis are we talking about?
It'd be a Homeland Security crisis.
Like
clearly.
A suicide bombing on the Metro or like a spree shooting in DuPont Circle.
I'm sure they don't tell you before, Cakes.
I'm ready to manage the crisis.
All of a sudden, you're knee deep in a simulation.
Homeland Security camp. I was born too late.
Maybe all of a sudden there's some
Born too early.
There are envelopes with white powder at Pentagon.
Oh, anthrax letters get sent?
there's a bombing. You know, on 15th Street,
there's a food court shooting.
Yeah.
All the things I panic about.
Cakes. That's right up our alley, man.
Sounds great.
Well, you guys need to get in the National Student Leadership Conference.
Is there an age limit? You need to check on that for me, JP.
I can request info for you.
Yes, please request some info.
I'm going to have to tell Dr. Z his daughter's program is getting a lot of run.
My buddy works for Homeland Security, and we were in Richmond for a softball tournament. We were at the hotel bar. Right?
No, you were at the hotel bar.
We were at the hotel bar.
Maybe you are an alcoholic.
And it was late night, and the woman comes up, and she was just like some older woman. I don't even know why, if she was staying there, but she looked homeless. But she said, either give me a beer or leave, or I'm calling the police. Because we were drinking right there, kind of after hours.
Right.
She said, give me a beer, or I'm calling the police and telling them you're drinking after hours.
It's very forward of her.
My buddy he works for Homeland Security. He just flashed his badge and showed him the gun.
Right.
And he goes, I am the police.
Right. She said, I am the law.
Yeah, what did she do?
She turned
around
ran.
And walked away.
Good. Go out to Gaithersburg.
I got so sized for that moment.
I like that power move.
Kelly, you're on with the Junkies. What's going on?
Hey, Junks. How are you guys doing?
What's up?
Doing well.
So I send my son to camp all summer because I have to work. And it's like $500 a week.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, that can
add up. And I do... Well, I have to say that the sleepaway camp is definitely a Montgomery County, maybe a Loudoun County thing, because growing up in PG County, nobody had money to send their kids to sleepaway camp.
No, sleepaway camps, unfamiliar with me, and this is a stereotype. I'm going to tell you it's a stereotype. I think it's mostly people of a certain religion that go to sleepaway camps. The vast majority that I know are Jewish.
Could be right. I don't know.
I went to a sleepaway camp. I mean, I was probably 7 or 8.
Camp Nubs.
It was a Camp Nubs.
Camp Nubs.
My mother obviously wanted to. She wanted me out of her hair for a week.
Right. Yeah, so she could talk to Ernie.
Right. They did more than talk. But I was away for a camp for a week, and it was okay. I mean, it wasn't a sports camp. We hiked.
You hiked in your life.
We hiked. We camped out.
Yeah.
We got mosquito bites.
roast marshmallows. I mean,
it was awful. We slept in like 87 degree temps. It was just awful.
Let's go to Jason in Rockville. Jason, you're on with the Junkies. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. I think I'm sort of the trifecta of all the calls you had so far. I'm from PG County, grew up in Laurel, but live in Montgomery County. I am Jewish and send the kids to summer camp all summer long.
Sleepaway camp, right?
Sleepaway camp.
Is there camp? Am I mistaken? Is there camp majority Jewish?
It's entirely Jewish.
Entirely, I'm telling you.
And it's up in Palmer, Massachusetts. It's $8,000 per kid for the summer. 16,000 total.
Hold on, for the summer. So how many weeks
eight,
are we?
8 weeks.
2 months. 16
yeah,
grand.
Plus, you got to fly them up and back, right, and all the other stuff. And then I flew up this past weekend for visiting day. So it's like, all this airfare and other expenses, too.
Yeah, but right. Why do you want your kid out of your life for 8 weeks?
Well, this is a good question, right? Because all we do now is watch Cops on television and eat at the Peladar Happy Hour at the Crown. But,
I mean, are your kids that much of a pain in the ass?
He's hanging out in my hood at Paladar.
All right, so if you got
by the way, that
kids,
Paladar happy hour, I walked by there. Yeah. I think I walked by there yesterday with the stroller, just taking Isabella for a stroll. Packed all the time.
Outdoor
seating. People like to get hammered.
Yeah,
they like happy hour.
Outdoor. Just think of a deck, small little outdoor patio area. People
just serving cocktails,
having drinks all the time. His ass.
Well, if I send my kids to camp for 8 weeks, that's all I'm going to do.
You think it's,
I'm going to play golf and I'm going to drink. Right. That's all I'm going to do.
Sounds like a great life.
Yeah, so, the fact that they're not going to camp is probably saving my life.
What? I'm going to see flops and drink beers.
Right. You're going to go pour. Right. You're going to pour and you become an alcoholic.
Yes. What other destination is there? There's
nothing else to do.
Remember, coming up at 8:45, your chance to win Guns N' Roses tickets here on the Junkies.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.